storyteller, a highly moral one.
Well, you came to power in the White House as a religious man. What hopes did you have for your time there, and which of them do you believe were realised?
A daily series in which artists, scientists and thinkers talk candidly about what they believe and why.
You are on a journey to improve yourself along moral standards, aren't you?
I would like to improve myself, I would like to improve the world.
The new series begins with a man some have called the Poet Laureate of Medicine, the author and neurologist Oliver Sacks.
For myself, I can only believe in a world of here and now, and I can hardly imagine any other.
Belief on BBC Radio 3. The new series starts Easter Monday at 10:30.
Highlights tomorrow here on Radio 3 include Britain's Spring Symphony, conducted by Sir John Eliot Gardner in Essential Classics at 11, presented by Sarah Walker. A lunchtime concert from LSO's St Luke's features piano music by Ravel and Mussorgsky, played by Nicholas Angelich. That's at 1 o'clock. And our afternoon opera matinee is Verdi's I Masnadieri, based on a play by Schiller and written specifically for London. Tomorrow's performance was recorded at La Fenice in Venice. That's at 2 o'clock. And in tune between 4:30 and 6:30, there's music from the recorder harpsichord duo Charlotte Barber Condini and David Gordon. This is BBC Radio 3, 90 to 93 FM on digital radio and online. And now, Late Junction with Fiona Torkington.
やりたいからやっちまいたいからやりたいからやっちまいたいからやりたいからやっちまいたいからやりたいからやっちまいたいからやりたいからやっちまいたいからやりたいからやっちまいたいからやりたいからやっちまいたいからやりたいからやっちまいたいからやりたいからやっちまいたいからやりたいからやっちまいたいからやりたいからやっちまいたいからやりたいからやっちまいたいからやりたいからやっちまいたいからやりたいからやっちまいたいからやりたいからやっちまいたいからやりたいからやっちまいたいからやりたいからやっちまいたいからやりたいからやっちまいたいからやりたいからやっちまいたいからやりたいからやっちまいたいからやりたいからやっちまいたいからやりたいからやっちまいたいからやりたいからやっちまいたいからやりたいからやっちまいたいからやりたいからやっちまいたいからやりたいからやっちまいたいからやりたいからやっちまいたいからやりたいからやっちまいたいからやりたいからやっちまいたいからや やりたいからやっちまいたいからで、そのままとこうして起きてやってくる孤独な街角やそうじゃない、ただ愛のためだけにやりたいからやっちまいたいから伝えたいから同じでやりたいからやっちまいたいから。
He prowls the stage like a wounded tiger, but that's when a beast is at its most dangerous. Kan Mikami, as described by one reviewer. And he's got a two-day residency at London's Café Otto with Alex Nielsen. That's on the 2nd and 3rd of April. Hello again. Welcome to Late Junction. Now, here's another of your requests for music featuring Kevin Ayers, who died last month. Max, I know, played you some of them, and thanks to all of you for all your emails. Stranger in Blue Suede Shoes seems to be a popular choice and features David Bedford on piano, Tony Carr on drums, first released in 1971. Dave Dawn has asked to hear this, as has Stuart Collins, who says it's everything you could want in terms of whimsy and eccentricity. And Graham from Leeds says it's a memorable tune with a sinister lyric and tells a story with a goodbye ending. Perhaps that's appropriate for a musician leaving his audience.
into this bar, and the man refused. Said, we don't serve strangers in blue suede shoes. We don't give credit, we don't give way. We have to think about what the people might say. I said, sure, man, I know what you mean. He gave me a smile that was sickly and wet. I offered him one of my cigarettes. He took it, afraid that he might appear rude. Proceeded to sell me some second-class food. Hey, nice guy, meet him everywhere. Too long. This cigarette seems to be very strong. Take what you like, won't hurt me. I'm just working for the company. Don't make the rules, I just get what I take. I guess every rule was made to break. From the green cigarette, he took a long drag. Said, I think I'll pack my travel.
Kevin Ayers and Stranger in Blue Suede Shoes. And as I said, thanks for all your requests. I'll play another one tomorrow. And later on tonight, I've got something from one of Kevin's BBC sessions. The Holy Week traditions of Sardinia contain some wonderful music. This is a group called Concordu de Orese, meditating on the crucifixion.
Thank you. Thank you.
The wonderful voice of Mark Hollis, Talk Talk from 1988 and Desire from the album Spirit of Eden. Following a track from an album I've been playing you quite a few times, Dream Logic from Eivind Aarseth and Jan Bang, and that was a track called Black Silence. And first of all, the sounds of a Sardinian Easter procession from the Concordo de Orsay. Eivind Aarseth, by the way, is playing in Daffy Youssef's band at LSO St Luke's tomorrow night. Kevin Ayers died last month, and many of you have been sharing your memories and favourite tracks with us. This is a track that had just appeared on the album Yes, We Have No Mañanas, when Ayers and Co. did a Peel session for Radio 1 in August 1976. So this is a version from that session, and playing along with Kevin were Andy Summers, Zoot Money, Charlie McCracken and Rob Townsend in The Ballad of Mr. Snake.
You're around a little low, and your gym has lost that soft and rosy glow. Oh, and time is rushing by, but it seems slow. Just live dangerously once before you go. When you climb up to the attic of your dreams, and you listen to those whispers that were screamed, wishing you could be elsewhere, and wondering just what the hell it means. Remember, if you take the bite right out of Mr. Snake, he'll adopt the occupation of a fake. Until someone comes along, someone fearless, someone strong, and gives that Mr. Snake a mighty shake.
Kevin Ayers and The Ballad of Mr. Snake, recorded for a John Peel session for BBC Radio 1 in August 1976. Kevin, along with Andy Summers, Zoot Money, Charlie McCracken and Rob Townsend. It was produced by Jeff Griffin and the engineer was Mike Robinson. In 1990, John Taverner wrote a piece about Christ's crucifixion, but focusing on one of the thieves that were supposed to be crucified at the same time. "Remember me when you come into your kingdom," said the thief to Jesus, to which the reply was, "This day you will be with me in paradise." Taverner uses the clarinet dancing throughout with the orchestra, inspired by traditional Greek clarinet styles in the piece. Andrew Mariner is the clarinetist on this recording. Sir John Taverner's The Repentant Thief. Andrew Mariner was the clarinetist, and the London Symphony Orchestra, conducted by Michael Tilson Thomas. Playing the handbells was Neil Percy. You're listening to Late Junction on BBC Radio 3. I'm Fiona Talkington, and if you want to get in touch, it's late.junction@bbc.co.uk. Tuareg sounds now from the deserts of Mali. Tinarawen from the album The Water of Life.
نغمان أنجيري دم اكيغلي بياسا زيدر هيقت نقال أمر هوكل رهي غازر فكان نقوتر رهي غدي داو موشين وجي ني أنا ساز الزيدة رقت نقالة مرهوك قرهي غازرف كان نقوتا قرهي غديدة ومشان وجي نايمانا نايمانا نانا نايمانا نوان نبنا وين نا تطوين نوان تطوين نوان يفاسن نوان يفاسن نوان نايمانا
وين فنكال قضة ما يجي الشغل وين فنكال قضة ما يجي الشغل وين فنكال وين فنكال
The trio Troika, Kit Downs, Chris Montague and Josh Blackmore, and a number called Crawler from their album Moxie. They followed Tinariwen and Ahimana, which comes from their album Water is Life. The great sax player and improv guru Evan Parker went to university to study botany back in 1962, but a trip to New York where he heard Cecil Taylor changed his mind and his life. "I came back with my academic dreams in tatters," he said, "and a desperate dream of a life playing that kind of music." This is Shadows of the Evening.
You're keying the carrying your soul in its teeth through the snow. I invite the forest into my bed. My bed wedges
voice of Richard Dawson, who I missed seeing at the Vortex, sadly, a few weeks ago, but hopefully I'll catch up with him soon. That was from his album The Magic Bridge. We picked apples in a graveyard freshly mowed. And that followed someone who's very much made the Vortex an important home for his music, Evan Parker, playing Shadows of the Evening. And actually, Evan's at the Vortex again tomorrow night. In a piece called Maria Magdalena, the 16th century Spanish composer Francisco Guerrero focuses on the women who visited the tomb of Jesus on Easter Sunday morning, sorrowful and talking of the crucifixion, until an angel confronts them and tells them that the body has gone and that Christ has risen.
The pianist Olena Kushpler there playing one of Federico Mompou's Spanish dances. One day I just dreamt that music, Mompou said. Wouldn't it be great if every composer could discover his music in dreams? And before that, Francisco Guerrero's Maria Magdalena, which comes from Stile Antico's album Passion and Resurrection. Well, if you're around tomorrow lunchtime, do join me live on Radio 3 from LSO St Luke's in London, part of their 10th birthday celebrations. The pianist Nicola Angerlich will be playing Ravel and Mussorgsky. And I'll be at LSO St Luke's in the evening as well, though that's not on Radio 3. It's a concert by Daffy Youssef, Avon Orsett and Christian Randalou. And I'm going to end Late Junction tonight with sax player Kjetil Møster's new band, which is called Møster. It's a bit of a starry lineup: Ståle Sturlakens on keyboards, Nikolai Eilertsen on bass and Kenneth Kapstad on drums. And from them, this is a track called Plastic Disco. Good night.
Hello, I'm John Shea, and welcome once again to BBC Radio 3 Through the Night. First today, Beethoven, Mozart, Delius and Nielsen from the BBC Symphony Orchestra and Osmo Vanska at the 2012 BBC Proms. The hero of Goethe's 1788 play Egmont is a Flemish count who refuses to submit to despotic Spanish rule. He won't compromise his principles of liberty and freedom of expression, and for that he dies a martyr. All this struck a chord with Beethoven, a man of strong opinions himself and a great admirer of Goethe. So in 1809, when he was asked to supply the incidental music for a revival of the play at Vienna's Burgtheater, he accepted gladly. Here's the overture from his score.
Thank you.
the BBC Symphony Orchestra and Osmo Vanska at the 2012 BBC Proms with Beethoven's Egmont Overture. Next, we'll hear the clarinet concerto that Mozart wrote for his friend Anton Stadler, a member of the Imperial Court Orchestra in Vienna.